Reading for the day comes from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with the 27th verse. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're continuing on that rocky railway, aren't we? And this week we're talking about Jesus' power helps us to be bold. Trust Jesus. And this isn't exactly the easiest topic in the world to talk about when you think about it. Being bold. Because it feels like sometimes in our genes there are some of us that are just called not to be bold in one way, and some of us that are very bold. Well, first of all, let's look at what on earth bold means, because that's the first thing that came to my mind. First, of course, was keyboarding and the computer, and as soon as you hit bold, the letters bounce off the page. You could be reading the story. Once upon a time, in a beautiful woods, there was a big, mean bear who really liked things. That's kind of, in a way, what bold is like, isn't it? But what on earth does the dictionary say bold is? The dictionary say bold means to take risks, be confident, and to be courageous. Or I'm going to completely change this up and go with Miss Frizzle's idea of what bold can be. Take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Taking chances, making mistakes, and getting messy. What kind of people do you know that are bold when you think about it? Let me list off some people that I think are bold, take risks, are confident and courageous. People on the front lines, on whatever that is. Could be firefighters, policemen, ambulance workers, doctors, nurses, could even be politicians, could be people in the military, could be people in your own family, could be people that can protest. Who knows? And whether you agree with them or not, they're being bold. They are. They absolutely are. They're taking a risk, they're being confident, and they're being courageous, even when we don't agree with them. One thing we might need to admit is they're being bold. They're confident. They're taking chances, making mistakes, and getting messy. But what about ourselves? What about ourselves? When we think of being bold, sometimes I don't think of myself as being a bold person some days. And yet there are times in life, in my life that I can think of, that there's a knot in my stomach calling me to be something more, to be bold, to take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. And God calls us to do that each and every day. But what does that look like? It looks different for every person. That's why I say sometimes you may agree with it, sometimes you may not. But it's there. We're called to take chances, make mistakes, and get messy in different ways, to proclaim Christ, a risen Christ, in different ways, and to be bold about that, to not be timid and say, Jesus is alive. But Jesus is alive! And he did it for you, he did it for me, he did it for all people. To be bold about that. Sometimes it's hard to do, but we need to be reminded that God is there helping us, in a way, giving us that strength to be bold. And maybe that sometimes is what that knot is inside of our stomachs, is maybe the Spirit trying to tug us out of our comfort zone and to be bold, be strong, and be confident. To take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. Being bold isn't an easy topic to talk about. Sometimes, ironically, it's hard to be bold about being bold. But it is a part of our lives and in many different ways. And through scriptures, there's somebody that comes to my mind when I think about being bold, and that's Peter. Whether you agree with Peter or not, He's bold, and sometimes he's not so bold. Remember, Peter's the one that says, that says, Christ, you are the Messiah, the Son of God. I know exactly who you are. Well done, Peter. You are the rock in which we're going to build this church. You know what? I'm going to have to go to the cross and die. They're going to take me away. Lord, no way am I ever going to let that happen. And even if it does, I will not leave your side. I will die with you. I will. Peter. You'll deny me 3 times. No. I'm too bold for that. As soon as it happens, he runs away. He denies 3 times. I don't know him. No way do I know him. And you are insane. I don't know him. And yet, even in those moments, eventually, he still has the power to be bold and to go out and proclaim this risen Christ once he knows it's true. But in our lives, sometimes, absolutely, it's like that too. Sometimes it's easier to not be bold than to be bold. It just is. And then sometimes there's something inside of us that's almost like a power wanting to break out and calling us to be bold, to take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. To let our faith stand out. Because one of the things that are said at baptism all the time, beloved child of God, you're sealed, but marked with the promise of the Holy Spirit, marked with the cross of Christ forever. Here's the candle. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Your light, my light, their light, let it so shine. Be bold and know that absolutely sometimes we're going to be scared. We're going to feel like we don't have the strength. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. Maybe we just are confused, but there's that strength. There's that power. There's that power of boldness. And God says, I am with you. Let's do this together. Trust in Jesus. We can do this. I am with you always. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. I am with you. And sometimes it's hard to know when to be bold. Sometimes it's to know who's bold. Sometimes it can be hard to know who's right being bold. Sometimes we won't agree with them. Sometimes we will, but God never said it was going to be easy. We've talked about that before. In the first week, when Jesus gives us the power to do hard things, this ties right into that. Being bold is a hard thing. But Jesus' power gives us the strength to do the hard things, to be bold, to have the hope, to trust Jesus, to go. To sometimes listen to that gut, to listen to the Spirit calling you and pulling you in a direction you never thought possible, to expand our understanding of the world around us, to even love our neighbor. That is a bold thing to do, to love our neighbor. Especially today. I think we can all think of somebody that's our neighbor that we don't really want to love. And yet we do. Now, that's a very bold thing, and it's hard, but God promises we're not alone, ever. There's something bold leading us, bold and bright, just like on a page when you hit bold, and it is out there bigger than anything else. That's the empty cross. That's Jesus Christ before us, behind us, next to us. The boldest thing there is and ever will be. In a minute here, we're going to sing the song called Be Bold, and we have a couple guest singers, my brother and my sister-in-law from Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Benson, Minnesota. They're going to lead us in this song, and it's called Be Bold. But listen to these words and let them ring true in your hearts this week and every day on this difficult and topic of being bold. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed, because you're walking in faith and victory. Come on, walk in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you. That's a very bold promise. And it gives us strength to be bold like we've never thought we could be before. We're not just bold for ourselves, not just bold to puff our chests, but bold for Jesus. Jesus' power makes us bold. Jesus' power helps us to be bold each and every day. So trust Jesus. Thanks be to God for that bold promise today and always. Amen.